Good morning, everybody. Happy Mother's Day. We had the moment of communion. Before we start, I would like to pray. So let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for being able to just stop from the business of life, from just running around and trying to get things done. I pray that this morning we can stop and focus on Jesus, on his sacrifice, on his love, on your love, on the fact that you allowed him to come on this earth to live, to die for us, and you resurrected him, and the power is in the resurrection, that we can be resurrected. We can have a new life in him, and because of him, and because of your grace, that it always upon us. I pray this morning that you will enlighten us. You're going to help us to have some clarity about who we are and why we are where we are this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Today, I would like to talk about Jesus, the great I am. And I'm sure most of you studied this, and you know there's seven great things that Jesus proclaimed about himself, that he sort of got in trouble with the Jews. And intentionally, I'm not going to say the verses because I want you to go and study it. If you haven't, I suggest you go. It will change your life. It will change your life in a meaningful way to know what Jesus said about himself. But today, I want to focus on the first two words, I am. That's the portion I want us to focus this morning. What does that mean to us? When Jesus was speaking about this, the Jews understood him, knew exactly what he was saying. This is why they wanted to stone him. They literally wanted to stone him, but he disappeared, the Bible says, because it wasn't his time yet. Right? Jesus just left. So let's read. All these are in John. And you should study why only John has these as well. The first one, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Right? You need bread for life. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Just imagine what a great application there is to your life spiritually. That he is the bread of life. As you need sustenance, we need Jesus to sustain ourselves, right? The second one, I am the light of the world. Which to me says, we live in darkness. We need the light. Imagine if you go in a dark room, you're going to hurt yourself pretty badly, because there's going to be obstacles that you don't know they're there. Without Jesus, we're going to get hurt pretty badly, and we will fail. The third one, I am the door of the sheep. Jesus says, only through me. There's only one door. There's one way. Through me. To me, it's refreshing, right? You don't have to wonder, what do I need to do? How do I need to? How can I get right with God? Jesus is like, it's through me. Fourth, I am the resurrection and the life. The resurrection and the life. There is no life without resurrection. There is no new life. There is no new being. Same as Jesus had to die to be resurrected. God's power to be shown. Death be put down and new life, the spiritual life to come back. Isn't that amazing that Jesus saying this way before everything happened? And none of his disciples really understood this. But he was saying, the resurrection and life. I am the resurrection and life. There's no other way. Number five, I am the great shepherd. Right? This was a very rural society. They all had animals and sheep. Not so much today with us. Maybe we have pets. But Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The shepherd lived out there with the flock. The shepherd left the 99 to go find the one. The shepherd attended to the sheep and made sure they're well fed. They have nutrition, that they're protected from the weather, that they move around and have what to eat. That's what Jesus is like. I am the good shepherd. I know what you need. I know when you need it. And I will take care of you. Isn't that refreshing? Number six, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He says, I am the only way. The truth, all the truth about God. Just look at Jesus and the incredible affirmation. And every time Jesus was talking about something, he's talking about the past, the prophecies, what's happening right now, and what's going to happen in the future. Every time. Right here, he's talking about saying, I am the way right now. And everything that was prophesied about me, I'm the truth. Everything that God wanted you to know. I'm the fulfillment of all of that. The truth is right here with you. And I am the life. You want to live? Come, eat this bread. Not what the world is selling you, but what I'm giving you. Number seven, I am the true vine. right? He says, I'm the true Brahma, I'm the pure one. Because Jesus could touch somebody who wasn't pure and he wasn't tainted. Right? That's what the Bible says. From him, living water will come, those who follow Jesus. And he was the one. I grew up on a farm in a small village in Romania, Transylvania to be specific. And we did. My father still has a vine. I grew up doing this, you know, grafting and doing all those things. And really, it's not what you're grafting, but you have to have a pure vine to graft something to it, something healthy. Otherwise, it's not going to work. It's not about us. It's about him. He says, I've done the work for you. Everything is set aside for you. Everything is ready. Are you ready to be planted into this vine and make the good fruit? Your life will show if you're with me or not. Right? But again, all these start with I am. I am, I am, I am. Jesus makes these affirmations. What does that mean to you, I am, today? Does it mean the same to us today as it meant for the Jews 2,000 years ago, who were very into their Bibles? I didn't read the verses, it's all in John, because I want you to go study it out. The Jews knew when Jesus said, I am, they knew exactly what he was saying. This is why they got upset, right? Let's read together in Exodus 3:14. It's up there. And this is, you know, God goes out in the desert. Moses is out there with his flock, and then the bush is burning. And he has a conversation with him. I need you to go and get my people out of Egypt. And then Moses is talking to God and start negotiating. And he says, well, who should I say send me? God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. What? That I am means a little different now, right? Right? I am means the self-existent, one and always being, unlike us who became into this world through birth. We didn't exist it, then we did. We are finite. Our life is really short. But Jesus is eternal. He was there at the beginning. He will be there at the end. Yeah. And when he said to the Jews this, they understood that he says, I am God. He didn't say, I am God. He said, I am, which means I am God. And the Jews knew it. That's why they wanted to stone him. If you go and look in John 8:59. Actually, let's start in John 8:58. Because of this, because he knew who he was, he could make this affirmation. He says, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. And the next verse, you're going to see the Jews trying to stone him because they're like, well, are you telling you you're greater than Abraham? They were there before him? And he's like, yeah, I was. I am God, right? By deduction, if he says, I am, which means I am God, and they understood his affirmation. I am God, and I'm with you. I'm the bread of life. Right? This morning, I would like us to do a little self-evaluation or physical, spiritual physical. Right? This week, I had a physical for me. Every year, I have one. And let's just say last year wasn't good. My doctor called me morbidly obese, borderline high blood pressure, and possibly high cholesterol. My good cholesterol was low. Apparently. And those words really hurt. Let's just say, last year I was not a happy camper leaving. It took a few months to lick my wounds and said, man, this is not good. I'm 40. I never thought somebody's going to call me morbidly obese. I never thought I'm obese. Apparently the scale don't lie. And I had the choice to make, right? A life choice, a decision. What am I going to do? Am I going to wait for this to mature? And I'm going to have to get on high blood pressure, cholesterol medication, and so forth. Or I'm going to change my life. It's the same with Jesus. That's what he's talking about. You have to make a choice. So it took me three or four months to sort of lick my wounds. And then I said, okay, I'm going to start going to the gym. I'm going to eat my nuts and olives and berries. I'm going to eat muesli, no more cereal. I'm going to cut out gluten. So I was there this Wednesday. Actually, Thursday, this morning. So I was like, okay, here we are. 7 months of hard work. Let's see where it ended up. I intentionally didn't check my blood pressure and all that because I did not want to know. I just want to know. I put in the work. What is this going to amount to? Right? Of course, my mom is like, just make sure you ask. Because, you know, your father had all these issues. Your grandfather died this way. Just, if you need to get a medication, just don't be too proud. And I'm like, okay, mom, thanks. Thanks for that advice. So I'm sitting there, of course. So the nurse is over taking the pressure, and she's pumping and all that. So I'm trying to be really calm. But of course, this isn't my mind. Okay, 7 months of work, gym, 5 o'clock in the morning, eating healthy, fasting, doing all these things. Let's see. Let's see what is this going to be. So she takes a little longer. She does it again. I'm like, well, what is it? Is it good or bad? So she looks at me, perfect blood pressure, 118 over 70. And I was like, well, I didn't have that since I've been in my 20s. This is great. The doctor comes in, hey, you lost weight. You look great. We're not going to do EKG and this x-ray. You're good to go, buddy. We're just going to do your blood test and I'll let you know. But I think everything is just A-okay. And I said, I couldn't dance because those rooms are so tiny, right? And he's like, I'm going to hit something or somebody. I was like, yeah, this is great, right? But imagine spiritually, if we just stop for a moment and be sober, right? Have some clarity about what Jesus was saying to us. Think about it. If Jesus is laying over you and he's taking your spiritual pulse today, or at the very end of your life, when you're going to go in front of God, he's going to be there taking your spiritual pulse, right? He's going to be there. How do you want this to go? Do you want it to say, perfect, really good, you're done well, you have not sinned, not intentionally, you didn't pursue these really worldly things, but you have pursued me, right? You have followed me, the life, the truth, the bread of life. So the question is today, and I ask the guys to put it up here for us, because he's eternal. Sometimes we read the Bible and we think this already happened or it's going to happen. But no, it's happening right now. Yeah. It's happening right now in your life. It's happening. The battle is real. It's right here. The devil is at your door. The lion is crouching around you trying to devour you. It's not going to happen. It's not what happened yesterday. It's not going to happen today. It's today. It's today. Jesus still is our bread of life today. Right here sitting. Is he? That's who I'm nourishing from. What do I draw from my finances, from my success? What do I identify with? Is it Jesus the one who defines my life or all the other clutter? Am I in the light and I'm being the light of the world? Is Jesus the light of the world and am I with him showing this to all those around us? Jesus still is the door of the sheep to enter through. Am I helping anybody to enter through this door? Have I introduced anybody to Jesus? And if you're visiting and you want to know more, ask anybody around you. Come ask me. We would love to sit down and study the Bible with you and tell you why this is the truth. Why only through Jesus you can go find God. Jesus still is the way we can resurrect to a new life. Why is the only way through Jesus? I would love to sit down and tell you why. Still, Jesus is our shepherd. How does Jesus take care of me? I don't have the time today to tell you all the amazing things in my life. But he is there. And he does. Jesus still is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. The only way to live your life is with Jesus. Jesus still is the true vine that connects us to God and to that power. Imagine that you're running on empty. Imagine you have a car. You want gas. Where do you get that gas spiritually? It's all coming from God. And through Jesus, we can be connected. And you never run out. That doesn't mean you're never going to struggle, but you're never going to run out from this power. This spiritual power, this spiritual clarity that only can come from God. So as we reflect on these things, I didn't want to make it heavy. I want to make it easy. Jesus is the great I am. He is God. I want you guys to be encouraged, challenged that he is here now. He was there at the beginning. He will be there at the end, at our own end, when all this ends. He will be there with us. And I want to challenge you to study this out because it will change your life in a great and meaningful way. Let's pray. God, as we take the elements of the communion, help us to remember that Jesus' body was broken for us on the cross. His blood was shed that we can find peace, that we can find reconciliation with you, God, and only through him, through the bread of life, that we can come to you, that he is the true door, that he is still the only way and the resurrection, that he is the good shepherd that has shown us all the truth about you, and through him we can find life, meaningful life. I pray that he is, not just was, all of these things above in our life, because he is the great I am, you in flesh that lived among us. I pray that you bless our lives and our whatever we're going to do this week. Just help us to draw near to you through Jesus. In his name I pray. Amen.